A red pill, and today we are going to be discussing cleansing of the vaccine. She says it's definitely possible to be cleansing yourself from the vaccine. She's going to show you the protocols that she's been researching. Now, just before we begin, I want you to remind all the viewers that this week I'm doing a water awareness week where you need to be drinking clean water, not tap water and not bottled plastic water, because it contains plastic, heavy metals and fluoride, and we need to cleanse the body. I'm going to leave the link below in the description for my number one solution. Moving forward, Melissa, thank you so much for joining me. How are you and what have you been up to?
Hey, researching as always. I want to hear what you're doing to cleanse your water. What is your protocol?
Well, my protocol is to drink hydrogen water. And the other thing is I like to use glass. I don't use plastic bottles. I don't like to drink tap water. And the other thing is the solution that I like that detoxes all of the heavy metals from your body is black cumin seed oil. I actually saw a video a few weeks ago of a secret ingredient that you can find, which is natural. God gave it to us. Everything we need, all the cures are God given. And man, if we look carefully, we can have it. And it's black cumin seed. Not only does it detox your body from all these gunk inside of your body, but also there's testimonials of people saying that it's reduced tumors, cancer tumors, that is. And I think it's great. So I'm leaving the link below for that because I want to help loads of people. And I think it's a top solution. And the mainstream media does not want you to know this. Your doctor doesn't know about this. Right. When they go to learn medicine, to get their doctorate, you know, qualifications, they're just learning about medicines, and they are, you know, the drug dealers of big pharma. Right. That's all they're trained to do. Exactly. What prescription should I give this patient for this, you know, illness? Exactly. They're not there to help us with cures, but we are going to help the people with that. That's what our platform's there to make a difference, to yes. interview the cancelled voices and to speak about Jesus Christ like you do all the time, which is something they like to cut out on the mainstream media. There's many athletes that like to praise to Jesus Christ, and yes. we have seen, and I think you showed us, how they like to cut it off and they edit them. So if, you yes. know, this is what this platform's about. But what do you think?
I love it. I do too. I definitely, that's one of the biggest things I talk about too is having clean water. I mean, I don't even cook. I don't cook anything with unless it's cleansed water. No, I don't want to put any of this stuff into my body. So it has to be pure, clean water before I put it into my body, for sure. And also just drinking plenty of it. Right. And,
absolutely.
Know, that Jesus is the living water. So that's a great, I love that name for him. He expects, you know, because our body is made up of so much water. And so it's really important that we have good, clean water in us. I love that. I'm so glad you're doing that. And I love that, you know, we're seeing people getting healed all over the place. They don't like to use the word healed either, but you know what? The Lord is the great physician. He's guiding us into how we can have our bodies strong and well. What so like for me, I was poisoned. I was literally poisoned over a year ago, and the Lord showed me how to be healed, how to purge my body of that stuff. And now I'm doing absolutely amazing. So I'm really, really thankful for that. So I want to share what McCullough said. And so I want you guys to have hope, because there's so many of these people online are saying there's no hope. If you've gotten the jab, there's no hope. You can't purge it out of your system. And I just wanted you guys to see this and pray over it. And even if you try it and it doesn't help, it's worth a try, is what my thought is. So it's just stuff that you can get, over the counter. All right. So here's my website here, freedomforce.live. And this is how we look at how this is biblical all the time. We look at how, you know, what God is doing in this day. And if you want to find out the truth about end times, it's right here. I've written a bestseller book on it, The End Times and the 1,000 Years of Peace. It's really great news what we're experiencing. But I'm not going to go into all that detail right now. But first of all, I want you to see, let me do this. I'll do that at the end. So this is Dr. McCullough on his detox protocol for the jab side effects. And so, like I said, I'm not selling anything. I'm just, this is all right here for you guys to research for yourselves and see if this will help you. And this is, he knows his stuff. He's a, highly acclaimed doctor, but he's not following the AMA guidelines, like you were talking about, Nicholas. That's one mm-hmm. of the things that makes them crazy, because, he's highly acclaimed highly intelligent, and they don't like that he's not following their regimen. I'm so thankful for him. So check this out.
Which is an enzyme.
Uh-oh, let me back it up. I'm going to take, can you hear it? I'm going to turn it up maybe a little bit.
Yeah, please do. Please turn it up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's try it here.
Yesterday was a historic day as the very first detoxification protocol was published in the U.S. medical literature that gives people a chance to take this whole issue into their own hands and use natural substances to begin to help the body clear this very dangerous protein from its cells and tissues. And it involves three natural substances that are available over the counter at any type of online retailer or at a natural food a store or pharmacy. And they are nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's derived from the fermentation of soy, bromelain.
Okay, I'm going to do them one at a time because this is maybe something that you're not terribly familiar with. You know, most people who are listening are maybe not that terribly familiar with. Anyway, nattokinase. And actually, that was one of the ones that I took when I was sick to remove this poison from my system. That's one of the ones I did, nattokinase. It says it's an enzyme found in natto, a traditionally Japanese dish made from fermented soybeans. So you can just pull that up online and get some of that. It's also processed using bacterium, whatever, rich in nutrients. Natto contains calcium, copper, iron, magnesium, potassium, vitamin C, and zinc. Makes sense to me that the natural things are what's really going to be what our body needs. And, you know, God made us to heal if we just give them a fighting chance. So that's the first one, nattokinase. Okay, so then he's also saying the next one, bromelain. Should check this one out.
Which is a set of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. By the way, bromelain is a U.S. FDA-approved drug as a topical treatment for wounds.
Okay, so that bromelain, let me go to that one. Here's bromelain right here. It says it's an enzyme extract, just like he said, derived from the stems of pineapples, of all things. So it's not going to hurt you to try it, although it exists in all parts of fresh meat, plant and fruit. The extract has a history of folk medicine. So there you go. It's and as he says, it can be used topically, whatever. So bromelain, bromelain, for people who are listening online. All right. So the next one is curcumin. So check it out.
And then the third is curcumin derived from turmeric. The doses of nattokinase are 2,000 units twice a day. Bromelain 500 milligrams a day, and curcumin 500 milligrams three times a day. The duration in this publication, and I'm the first author, so I'm the one to bring this forward, is at least 3 months. I think for people who have taken multiple shots, 12 months or more.
Okay, there you go. So he gave the how much to take of each. Here's the other one, curcumin. Keep being in the way. Curcumin, right? These are all words that probably you've maybe heard of them, but maybe you haven't taken them. But in this case, this is a perfect way to help cleanse your body. Curcumin is a bright yellow chemical produced by plants of the Curcuma longa species. So they don't want it. They are not happy with Dr. McCullough for any of the things that he's doing. So that's my opinion is let's give it a try if you've taken the jab or feel like you've been shed on. Okay. Another thing that came out was this video right here. This guy is saying, can you reverse autism? And the funniest thing is there are cases where people are like, well, you know, don't be dissing autists because they have a lot of really great qualities because they're, you know, so laser focused. And, you know, that's fine. That's fine. If someone feels that they do not have, if they are at all in a, you know, need help with their autism, for example, Keto Carey. If you haven't, I have her information on my website, freedomforce.live/health. Keto Carey has healed so many children of autism. Her own child had the head banging type of autism, high spectrum, you know, autism. I mean, it was just dangerous for his health. And, you know, and now he has come back into a normal part of the spectrum. So I'm not trying to, you know, disrespect anyone who has autism. That's not what this is about. It's if someone feels that they need help with their symptoms, this is a way that can help. Check this out.
Andreas Kalka recently, and he's got amazing research on this. He told me that after they got to 1,000 cases of autism being completely reversed with using chlorine dioxide, they stopped counting.
So you're able to reverse autism now?
I'm 100% convinced. And while I was with him, I was with another medical doctor in Puerto Rico. She had a 23-year-old that was nonverbal up until age 10. She then has him on this treatment and also takes binders like zeolite to remove the toxic metals. But anyway, this child is 23. He completed university. He's working a full-time job. Everything in his life is completely normal. So I saw cases like this. He showed me cases of people that had tumors that were coming out of their body just by bathing them in the chlorine dioxide.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's amazing. It's amazing. So this exactly what happened with Keto Carrie. She's on my site here, freedomforce.live/health. If you go down here, you'll see Keto Carrie. If you need help with someone who has autism, you can go and actually get one-on-one help from her. Okay. Go and email her. She has been really attacked in the medical industry, like Dr. McCullough has. I mean, she literally had to move out of away from her home. She lost everything she had because she's been trying to help in talking about how she has the protocol to help people with autism. Her own son, like I said, she has helped him. So this is I want to give you guys hope, whether you've had the jab, whether you've had, someone who has autism. And of course, we know that a lot of this is from the jab, the first jab, the vaccine that children have taken, because if they've had the mercury in the jab, it's awful. It's awful. They won't even let you, have mercury anywhere, but they'll put it in your body. It's outrageous. Anyway, so definitely check into that. And so he's talking about the sodium chloride. This is actually, and I have the protocols on my site, but you can just get them. They're actually available now, amazingly, on Amazon. You can get sodium chloride on Amazon. But this right here gives you all the, if you need like information about the protocols, how do you take it? Because it can make you queasy. If you start too fast, if you have too much, it can, it can cause you to really, lose your cookies. So anyway, I've got all this information here again on freedomforce.live/health. And I'm not selling it. It's just there with the protocols that can help you guys. And so she gave him, her son, the chlorine dioxide, which is also known as sodium chloride, just minor change. The sodium chloride is not activated with the hydrochloric acid. Okay, so you can do it with the hydrochloric acid or without. Either way, for me, it's easier for me to just to take the sodium chloride. It's harder to swallow the one that's activated, in my opinion. But whatever, all the information is on here, and there's a chat room on clo2.tv, and so this is someone who has sent literally giant shipments to places that were filled with malaria and cleansed entire villages. Amazing, amazing, amazing treatment. If you guys are not familiar with that, definitely check it. And so what Keto Carrie also told me that she did was that she gave her son sodium chloride to cleanse his body, as well as this one right here, this zeolite. If you guys are not familiar with zeolite, it's from, it's a natural substance from volcanoes, volcanic ash, and it can pick up so much of these toxins throughout your body, especially the heavy metals. And it goes in because it's charged, and it will basically vacuum them up all over your body and then eliminate them from the body. So this is a video on it right here on my health page, Zeolite Explained, if you want to check that out. Here's a little snippet of it real quick.
Using zeolite to remove harmful toxins and pollutants so they can live healthier lives. But you may be wondering, what exactly is zeolite? How does it work? And should I use it too? Let's start at the beginning. Zeolites are created in nature. When volcanic ash meets seawater, it triggers a natural reaction, resulting in a crystalline structure with several unique properties. First, zeolites are a rare, negatively charged mineral. Like magnets, zeolites attract positively charged particles into and onto their surface. And it just so happens that most heavy metals, such as lead, mercury, arsenic, and many other environmental toxins, are positively charged. That makes zeolite a natural detoxifier.
Right. And I think also the stuff that they're spraying on us, it's a lot of heavy metals. I've heard it's barium and aluminum that they're spraying on us. So if you feel sometimes you feel like really heavy and tired after, when the sky gets gray, it's because all this stuff, or even sometimes when it's clear, because all that stuff is those particles have fallen, down and where we breathe them in, this is potentially why. So that's what zeolite is about. And the other one is the zeolite, it also talks about this fulvic acid. So what when I if you've ever seen a plant that's kind of yellow and it doesn't look vibrant, it's because the soil, like, oh, we need to put some nutrients in the soil. Well, that's what fulvic acid is for people. And so here's a little clip of that. Let's see if I can find it. Okay, this one right here. You see how the little plant is all nice and green and lush because it's getting the nutrients that it needs. And most people don't have the nutrients. So this one actually, they've got this fulvic acid and zeolite combo. And right now they have it actually on a $5 offer. So in my opinion, just get it and let's give it a try and see if this can help you to have the nutrients that you need so you'll be vibrant. The other thing is, okay, so this is kind of personal information, but it's one of my dear friends who has been suffering terribly from depression. And there's not a lot of hope for the depression because the medicine that they give can cause unbelievable side effects. She was one of these people who gets akathisia. Have you ever heard of akathisia, Nicholas?
No, I haven't.
It is awful. You've heard people saying, I don't like to take these psychotropics from the psychiatrist because it has so many terrible side effects. Well, it felt like her hand was in a light socket.
Yeah.
It was awful. I mean, you can't take something like that. And then she took something else and it caused her eye to twitch uncontrollably. And so, I just, if it works for somebody, great. The thing is, these are nerve disorders for the nervous system. Someone says, oh, you've had a nervous breakdown. It's because it's a nerve problem. So she's been doing these things. And I've put all these protocols on the website. She's been doing CBD oil. She's also been doing serotonin. That has helped tremendously. It's a serotonin. It causes your body to create the serotonin, I think is the way it really works. And then amino acids. Again, these are all just things that you can get online. This is not something, it's not like whatever. It's just all readily available. But our bodies, for some reason, we either don't have it in our food, like I was showing you the little plant with the fulvic acid. It makes the more nutrients in the plant. Either that's not in our food source, or from one, the vaccines and the different things that the water, like you were saying, Nicholas, when it our bodies are draining of the nutrients that they need. This I could see literally the change within just a couple of days. Okay, so the other thing that happened though, as I said, look, we need, again, I know this is a lot of information, but she had not had her menstrual cycle for a year. And even with taking all these things, we're still like she took the jab. She took the booster, and now she's having all these side effects. And a lot of women are having this problem. They cannot get their system working properly. And this is they're trying to stop the human race, bottom line, right? And so this is what just happened. She's been doing all these things and she's been feeling a lot better. The depression has lifted, because when the nerves work properly, they send the right signals. And so you can feel right. Okay. And that's really what I mean, we can go this real quick. When you like this is what happens with the CBD, it sends the transmitters properly so you don't have these, strange thoughts. She realized that she'd been having these strange thoughts for 10 years. Really, can you imagine? And it's because her nerves were not working properly and she didn't realize it. Anyway, so but this is a vibration therapy plate. I don't know exactly what you call it, but anyway, so she got this, and you can either sit on it or you can stand on it, and somehow or another, this vibration is helping her. Within just a few days, she started her cycle. It's like
Wow.
her body is coming back into harmony, back into alignment. It's really encouraging and really exciting. And so for all these things, whether it's about the jab, or about autism, or about depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder. Just I want everyone to have hope. that we can, absolutely, we will be well. We will be well. And I want to take you real quick to the verse it says in Isaiah 65. I've read it before, but I just want to give everyone this hope. Just, I would say, memorize this verse, because this is the promise in Isaiah 65. It says, no longer will babies die when only a few days old, and no longer will adults die before they've lived a full life. No longer will people be considered old at 100. We're going to have long lives, you guys. It says only the cursed will die that young. In other words, only just, it'd be like, what happened? How could this person only live to be 100? It's going to be so common for people to live hundreds of years, healthy, long lives. And it starts with, like you said, the water.
Yeah.
That everything in our bodies, make sure that you are eating clean. What I mean by that is, eat organic if you possibly can. Eat natural. Don't have, you know, just it, don't... I basically don't even go down the middle aisles in the grocery store anymore, because all that stuff has so much junk put in it. Eat, you know, like, make your salad dressing with olive oil and vinegar, you know, so not all this other additives in it, and just see how your body really responds so well. As like you said, on detoxing and cleansing your water. But in verse 22, it says, for my people will live as long as trees, and my chosen ones will have time to enjoy their hard-won gains. They will not work in vain. Their children will not be doomed to misfortune. In other words, your children will not be doomed to misfortune of the jab effects or the any of these things, autism or the depression, all that. It's going to be over. And we are the first ones to wake up. I always talk about that the Omer, we're counting the Omer. And we are the first ones, like when the harvest season comes, you start picking all these Omer. We're the first ones to wake up and we realize what's going on. So we're helping other people to catch it. Last two quick things I want to share before we go. Did you hear that Netanyahu acknowledged the tragic mistake after dozens were killed in a tent strike? This happened yesterday.
Okay.
Awful. This just happened. So they have been doing this. You and I know this. We've been trying to share this information with people, understanding that this is that what's going on over there is not what the mainstream media wants you to believe. Everyone needs to do their own research and find out for themselves. But he admitted, he had to acknowledge it. The International Criminal Court has issued a warrant for his arrest. Now, the American military is standing in the way, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. They won't let that happen. But this is, you don't tragically, accidentally, you know, burn alive a tent city. This is not an accident. You know, if anybody believes that, I don't know what to say. So.
Absolutely. No, I mean, he needs to get out, of course. I mean, you know, he's what you call a Nazi.
Yeah. And these people are in, they've moved. This one guy was saying he's moved 15 times, and it's a miracle that he's escaped death this long. And it's just evil. And so he even had, like I said, had to admit this. On a very happy note, the WHO failed to secure the global pandemic treaty. That's
right.
Very that. Good news. It's very good news. And this guy was saying, well, thankfully they are not very, what's the word? Our enemies are incompetent. Breitbart was saying, thank goodness our enemies are incompetent. So this was where we were going to lose all of our rights. They were going to be able to force jab us. And so that just tells me also that this is a military operation, that the white hats are in control. So everybody just hang on tight. Oh, last thing, very likely, very, very likely on, before I go, freedomforce.live, that's my channel, freedomforce.live. If you want information about any of these ways that you can get cleansed from all this stuff, President Trump will likely be found guilty on Friday.
This Friday, yeah. Why?
Well, he's not guilty, but it's a trumped up trial, and very likely the people who are on the jury will not have the courage to stand against that.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. And they haven't been able to stop President Trump in any other way, but they want him, they want to be able to say he's a convicted felon.
So, well, of course, they're trying to do everything they can to make it illegal for him not to be able to run. Right. Because if he stopped politics and he quit, they wouldn't be after him.
Right.
But what would you do if Biden won? I mean, what do you think would happen to the people?
Well, first of all, I think even if he's a felon, he can still run. I don't think they can stop him from running, even if he's a convicted felon. And then
Trump.
Right. And then there's ability for him to, you know, appeal it in court. They just want to try to get public opinion against him because he's a convicted felon. And I'll tell you this, I think the African-American population in America is going to be all about it and say, I'm voting for the felon. I'm literally going to be making a meme. Well, vote for
every
the
time
felon.
Every time he gets convicted, his numbers just go up. So it's a pattern. I think it's better that it happens. It's better for him. But the deep state failed to see that.
Right.
But they're very egoistic. So they're not really creating bad public opinion. They just see that this man, President Donald Trump, is being attacked constantly by the left.
Yep.
They won't leave him alone. So he's got to be doing something right.
Right. It's a wake up. It's a gigantic wake up.
But what do you think will happen if Joe Biden wins and they steal the election and we see a repeat of 2020? God forbid.
I know. And I've said this before. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that they're going to cheat and they're going to find some way to say on the media that Biden won and that the numbers, they can say anything. We found that out, right?
There has to be a revolution.
Well, and so it would, you know, we have not come this far in this white hat operation for this thing to, for us to just roll over and play dead. So our job is not to fight, in my strong opinion, not to fight with guns, but to our bullets are truth bullets, right? To share this truth. And the great thing is we now have Truth Social. We now have Getter. We now have Twitter, right? We now can speak the truth on Twitter, which is amazing. So, you know, the truth is really on our side. And the picture of this, of the Omer is, it's when you have the 50, it's the harvest time. And the Bible talks about this great harvest. And that's what I really believe biblically is happening. And that's what I talk about on my channel a lot, is how this is this great harvest that's going to happen. It's not just for the harvest of the evildoers to hell, really to Gitmo, but it's also the harvest of God's people to wake up. So we're the first ones in this small bundle, but imagine the whole world waking up. And that's really what I think this will do on Friday. And, you know, everything that, if they do that, even more, right? So that people will be ready for this, the military to come in, to step in. You know, we've seen on the board, it says military is the only way. So I would not be surprised if they cheated again, of course, and lied and said that Biden won. And then people will be like, no, there's no way in the world, no way in the world Biden won. And so they would willingly accept for the military to come in and arrest these people.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We're going to have to see. I just know that we're going to win. It's not only what President Trump, I trust President Trump, but I also know that this is bigger than any of us. This is biblical.
Yes.
This is, we've been waiting on this. This is, we've seen the sign of the Son of Man. I've told you guys about many times. This is, timing on this is impeccable. This is 7 years from that sign is September of this year.
Absolutely. Very interesting. We just have to wait and see. But Melissa, thank you very much for sharing everything with us today. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the viewers before we finish?
I think that's it. Let's pray. You ready?
Let's do that.
Thank you, Lord. We just trust you. We absolutely trust your plan. We trust that you are guiding us into all truth on how we can be well. We're trusting that you're guiding all of us on how we can share truth every day to bring down all these lies, that their lies just don't hold up anymore. And we thank you for President Trump. What an amazing, amazing man, and how he's fought so hard for all of us. And he's standing in the gap for us. What they're doing to him is exactly what they would want to do to us, to remove all of our rights and to convict us of something that we didn't even do. Lord, I thank you for him and for all the people on his team, all the people on the front lines, and just ask you to continue to strengthen him and just guide us through. We know you will. And until we see this beautiful days that are just up ahead, we just pray all this in your great name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Melissa. And we'll speak again very soon. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
I love you guys.